Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president-elect chooses his Secretary of Defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his Secretary of Defense. If Mattis were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired only 3 years ago. Among other subjects, Mr. Trump spoke about late Thursday in Cincinnati, Ohio, where U.S. companies that open facilities abroad.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland, celebrating with some of the voters who are sending him to the White House in January. Gambia's Electoral Commission says opposition candidate Adama Barrow has won an upset victory in the country's presidential poll, beating longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced Friday that Barrow won 263,000 votes, or 45% of the total, while Jammeh took about 36%, a third candidate won 17%. Commission chairman told reporters that Jammeh will accept defeat, adding that it's unique that the president would do so after so many years in power. There was no immediate statement from Jammeh. Thousands of conservative Muslims rallied in the Indonesian capital today, demanding the arrest of Jakarta's governor. The governor, a Christian who is seeking re-election in February, is being prosecuted for blasphemy.